Husker Radio, it's Tanner Struckman here with North Platte First Nationals Juniors head coach, Jace Barker. Jace, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
It's good to have you in, and congratulations on getting the job, being the new head coach of the First National Juniors. You're a product of the program, much like seniors head coach Ty Brockmuller. And, well, the Barker name has been involved with the Legion program for how many years now?
Oh, well, my brother played 4 years, and then I played 4 years, so it's
been a while.
Been about 10 years now. There's been a Barker in the program. Yeah. And now I got a little brother in the program as well, so it's going to be another
couple years at least.
Yeah, another couple years.
So. Is he the last one, though?
Yeah, he's the last. He's the last boy.
Man, so, we didn't have any more. Mom and Dad, they could probably still have another boy, right?
I hope not, but.
Jace Barker, though, you were taking over for the juniors. You mentioned off-air coaching was something you always kind of wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been a dream of mine. I've coached traveling baseball in the past, but at this level, I mean, it's always been in the back of my mind. I didn't realize it would come this early, but I was blessed to get the opportunity, and I kind of jumped on it hoping that, you know, I'd get lucky and get it, but yeah, here I am, so I'm really excited.
You guys, you're the junior side, open your season very quickly. In fact, this Friday, you'll be in Alliance, and it looks like at least three games, maybe four?
Yeah, it's a three-game guarantee if we do well in our pool. We'll play Sunday for the championship. But yeah, we're looking at two games Friday, a game Saturday, and like I said, if we do well, we'll play Sunday.
And you're going to avoid some of the heavy heat, at least early in the season. It's going to be a little cooler come Friday, but you used to play. And go back to your playing days, you know, Legion baseball here in North Platte. You were, what years were you? Do you remember?
Well, I graduated in 16, so that was my last year of Legion. So I'd say probably 2011, 2012.
I think it's 16, yeah. Yep. I mean, and of course, you guys had quite a bit of pretty solid success over that time. You played with some pretty fun groups.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to play some good guys. I mean, my senior year, there was, I think, 10 of us that I grew up playing with. So that's kind of unheard of to have 10 seniors.
I can go back to Kearney. At Kearney Memorial Field, you had a 5-for-5 day. You remember that game?
That was one of the most fun I've ever had playing baseball.
That was pretty cool.
Me and Brendan Folk, I think we got players of the game that day. He went 4-for-5. I went 5-for-5, and actually, we won. What was it, like 17?
Yeah, I think you rolled them that one.
Yeah, and always beating Kearney like that's always a good time.
Yeah, juniors. So now you're a coach. Now you flip the script. You're on the other side of the equation here, being a coach of this group. Talk about your juniors roster. What do you like about it?
Well, it's rare to have such a young team but have so much experience. Last year, I think they had 18 kids, which is pretty rare, but it set me up for success, I think. There's a lot of kids coming back. I think we lost maybe four.
I'm going to say, yeah.
So, yeah, we had a pretty solid roster coming back, and we've welcomed in two new ones that weren't on the team last year. Actually, three new ones. So, I mean, we still got some youth to us, and, I mean, next year we're going to have plenty coming back as well. So we got a good mix of experience, talent, and new blood.
What's your coaching philosophy, and what do you want to see when you're on the field?
I want to see kids working hard. I mean, I was an effort player. I love the grind, the small plays, doing what's best for the team. I'm a big bunt guy, movie runners over, you know, put the team above yourself. So if you do, it's the greater good of the team, and that's kind of my philosophy.
You might have been a little more prone to the bunt because you could beat out the throw a lot more than other people. You are always giving yourself up because you could beat it out.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
But that's a part of being fast, and that absolutely helps. You were able to do that. You'll see his name in the record books of quite a bit of categories for North Platte Legion Baseball. It's a big group for juniors. As it usually is. You have a lot of kids, and that's working a lot of guys in.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But the biggest thing to me is there's so many kids that can play, which makes my job a little difficult, but it's a great problem to have.
Yeah,
absolutely. We have so much talent, and it's a great thing.
Jace Barker, the First Nationals, they open the season this Friday at Alliance. I mean, goals for the season, win-loss column, districts, what are you looking at?
The goal, I mean, I hear the players say it every day, they want to win districts. Win-loss, I'm not so much set on. But as long as we're getting better throughout the season and we go to districts and we put up a good fight, we win districts, that's probably my biggest goal right now. And as for the kids, they want to go to state. They're hungry.
All right, Jace Barker of the First National Juniors, new head coach. Season starts again at the Alliance Tournament this weekend. We'll be covering some of your games over on KODY, Kearney, Hastings, and games like that. Looking forward to them. Appreciate the time.
All right, thanks for having me.